CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Two railway cars ended up in the Mississippi River after a freight train derailed on Thursday. It happened near DeSoto in Crawford County. The cars floated downstream but got stuck along the shore after passing under the Wisconsin Highway 82 bridge. Officials say the batteries on board are contained and don't pose a threat to the public. At least four employees were hurt. The cause is under investigation. A new proposal looking for a co-sponsor in the Wisconsin legislature would allow victims of child sexual abuse to file civil suits until the age of 45 instead of capping the age at 35. The Child Victims Act, however, does not allow those over 45 to file suit, something that victims and advocates have been requesting for years. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And caller number two can win a four-pack. And I can tell you, if you've never had a chance to get the tickets that we are giving away, the seats at American Family Ballpark are just great seats. I was there. I know these are great four-pack tickets to Saturday's Brewer game. And you know, Calvin, I forgot who they're playing.
They are playing the Los Angeles Angels.
Wow, the Los Angeles Angels. A four-pack of tickets to see the Brewers on tomorrow. Caller number two, and you will get that four-pack great seats of tickets to see the Brewers and the California, LA Angels. Again, caller number two, 844-967-2789. We're going to be doing this all season, so if you don't get them now, you'll certainly get a chance to get them later on. And all the shows, basically, will be giving these tickets away. Here's what I want to talk about next. And it has everything to do with the discussion that we just had for 2 hours with Joe McNally. It really is. There's something that's happening in the nation, and Joe Biden said this the first time he ran. He said, "We're in a struggle for the soul of America." And you know, I didn't really understand what it was he was talking about at that point in time. And, but I do now. And there's this article that's in the New York Times today. And it's by opinion columnist David Brooks. And he hit it right on point. You know, if you don't understand by now where this nation is and a turning point in the future of this nation, if this is not settled this time around, and the Donald Trumps of the world and that way of thinking isn't sent off, you know, into oblivion, then this nation faces some harsh, harsh realities that it may not ever be able to overcome. Not exaggerating. You watch, you know, I've been around long enough to have seen some things. And this whole thing and this divide and these people who are Trumpkins, or whatever they are, you know, for lack of a better term, Trumpkins, who claim to be Christian people, and are willing in many instances to take up arms. We've seen it. And now, you know, 3 years later, the man that they took up arms for has been whimpering over the last 3 years about what happened to him. And now he's back on the scene, as if he ever left. But he's back on the scene. And his minions, many of them have come out of the woodwork as if 3 years ago, 2020, was yesterday. Been 3 years. But that cancer is back amongst us. You know, three years or so ago, they had to, after January 6th, they had to shut it down or do it clandestinely. Not to be open with that foolishness. Well, now he's running again, and they're back out with that foolishness. So listen to a little bit of David Brooks. Joe Biden built his 2022 presidential campaign around the idea that we're in a battle for the soul of America. I thought it was a marvelous slogan because it captured the idea that we're in the middle of a moral struggle over who we are as a nation. In the middle of a moral struggle, in the video he released this week, launching his reelection bid, he doubled down on that idea. And all of us know that this is a serious conversation and that this is absolutely true. We're at this precipice, and that question becomes, what are we going to do about it? Now, that's me. That's not David Brooks. This is David Brooks. We're still, he said, in a battle for the soul of America. I want to dwell on a little word. Where is it at? Hold on. Soul of America. Where is it at? I lost it. But anyway, where is it at? Okay. Soul of America. In that sentence, because I think it illuminates what the 2024 presidential election is all about. What is a soul? Well, religious people have one answer to that question, but Biden is not using the word in a religious sense, but in a secular one. He is saying that people and nations have a moral essence, a soul. Whether you believe in God or don't believe in God is not my department. But I do ask you to believe that every person you meet that has a moral, has this moral essence, this quality of a soul, because humans that have souls, each one is an infinite value and dignity. Because humans have souls, each one is equal to all the others. I wish we can get people to understand that. That's me. Because we still have people who don't understand that human beings are equal. I don't care what your thought process is or what it is because of what you have or what you think you have. Human beings are equal. We're born and we're going to die. That renders us equal. That doesn't mean black, white, male, female, none of that matters. Because we're born and we're going to die. That renders us equal. We are not equal in physical strength or IQ or net worth, but we are radically equal at the level of who we essentially are. The soul is the name we can give to that part of our consciousness where moral life takes place. The soul is the place our moral sentiments flow from. The emotions that make us feel admiration at the sight of generosity and disgust at the sight of cruelty. It is the place where our moral yearnings come from too. Most people yearn to lead good lives. When they act with the spirit of cooperation, their souls sing and they are happy. On the other hand, when they feel their lives have no moral purpose, they experience a sickness of the soul, a sense of lostness, pain, and self-contempt. Because we have souls, we are morally responsible for what we do. Hawks and cobras are not morally responsible for their actions, but humans. Possessors of souls are caught in a moral drama, either doing good or doing ill. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, I'll continue this conversation. Gary, I see you. We'll come to you and others. 844-967-2789. President Biden is right. We're in a battle for the soul of this nation. Don't fool yourself. We're there. And we're going to have to answer that question. 844-967-2789. We've been there before. We're there again. We'll be right back.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 61. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 42. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, highs around 50. Overcast skies. Temps well below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
At WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're just talking about the soul of the nation. And that's where we are. In this country, and anybody who doesn't believe that is lost. Joe Biden is absolutely right. That's what the struggle is for. And your thoughts on that? Let's go to Gary from Sussex. I've asked Dunn Brown, my coworker, to join this discussion. Hey, Dunn, you might have to turn your volume up. Okay. I've asked him to join us in this conversation. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Gary, go ahead, man.
Hey, Earl, I appreciate you. I listen to you every day. The other guys, your counterparts, like Luke and Matt Flynn, I don't listen to them anymore because they don't even let you get a word in edgewise. At least you have a dialogue with me. You know, when I call up those guys, they say, well,
so I can't we don't talk about them. Let's talk about this.
I know
subject.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. But okay, I agree 100% with what you were reading about. We all have souls, and God looks at us as equals. You know, I don't believe Jesus was rich at all. And the fact is he was for poor people. And I agree that when we were created, we were all created in God's image, and we cannot say one soul is worth more than another.
Well, then why
but
do
the fact
we?
Is,
so, but then why do we? Why do we live our lives in that manner?
I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for you or anybody else. I'm just speaking for myself. No, I believe that the least of our brethren, you know, and that is from little preborn babies all the way up to the elderly in the nursing homes, and are important to God. Okay, but I want to bring up, you mentioned, I was listening to Joel McNally today. Now, Joel seems like a very nice guy, but he has a real problem, I think. He sounded very, very angry today. And he normally isn't as angry as he sounds. Usually, most of the time, he's a little upbeat, but today he's really angry. And I think what's going on, when you mentioned that Trump has better than a 50% chance of winning, the reason he has a better than 50% chance of winning the presidency is because people like me that
First, I have to correct you. He doesn't have a 50% chance of winning the presidency. He has a 50% chance. Hold on.
He said
He has a 50% chance on winning the Republican nomination, not the presidency. Nobody in their right mind says Donald Trump has a 50% chance of winning the presidency, because the only way he could do that, the only way he could do that is to have independents buy into him. And as things stand right now, independents are not supporting Donald Trump. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is this. If you look at wherever the polls are, whoever takes them, some people have them up on Biden. Some people have them down on Biden.
I haven't seen one poll that has them up on Biden.
I'm telling you, it all depends who does the poll, okay? That's I'm saying. If you get some woke pollster, he's going to get it one way. If you get some conservative guy, you're going to get another way. I'm going 50-50. But the thing is this. They're after this guy. They're looking at everything that they can to nail him, because they are so afraid that he could possibly be president again. They're going to go after him for everything. And
I'm not outruling that possibility.
Are Republicans that are pissed off at what's going on. And they say Joe Biden's so great. Well, then why is it 70% of the people in the United States don't want him to run? And that is including, that's about 25% of Democrats don't want him to run.
Because of his age. It's because of his age.
Yeah.
He's got problems. Did you listen to him talking to those kids yesterday on the White House lawn?
Gary.
Earl, let me just finish once. His age has something to do with it, because his
memory is gone. It has everything to do with it.
They did. They asked him, one little kid asked him, he says, who was the last president you met with? He said, I don't know. And then they said, well, wasn't the president of Ireland? Oh, yeah. And then they said, another kid said, what is your favorite movie? My favorite movie, I love this movie. I've seen it a whole bunch of times. It's that guy that flies that airplane.
So who cares?
The little kid said,
What does that matter?
Yeah, Maverick.
Gary, what does that matter?
The guy he cannot be president in 5 years from now. He's going to be, who knows what he's dangerous.
He might not remember a pop culture reference, but his mind's filled with other more relevant things.
I don't think he should be president.
Well, and Donald Trump is not a nice guy, and I certainly don't want him to be president. So, you know.
Yeah, I'll take Joe Biden at 50% over Donald Trump at 110%.
Oh, come on, man. You know. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789.
Stay on the line.
We'll be right back.
Is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A former Wisconsin prosecutor is found guilty of making sex tapes with women without their knowing. One-time Burnett County Assistant DA Daniel Steffen is convicted on three charges. One of the victims was a woman he was prosecuting at the time. Steffen could go to prison for 10 years. Communities around Wisconsin could see their shared revenue go up by 10%. That's under a new plan unveiled by Republican lawmakers. Emily McFarland is the mayor of Watertown. She says they could use the boost.
One that I will never forget is the year that we considered shutting off every other streetlight in the city of Watertown to save $250,000.
There'll be more details next week. In sports, Iowa linebacker Lucas Van Ness is the Packers' first pick in the NFL draft. The Brewers host the Angels tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the LA Group Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Mr. Darren Brown, my colleague
on
Saturdays, is in the studio. I asked him to come in because we're talking about the struggle for America's soul. And this is an article written by David Brooks. And don't fool yourself. That's where we are. And this nation is so divided between Republicans and Democrats, or conservatives and Democrats, right down the middle. And so you can make a decision whether you're going to vote for Donald Trump and what he stands for. And there's no question whatsoever that what Donald Trump stands for, as opposed to what Joe Biden stands for, that's Pluto and the sun. The distance between Pluto and the sun, that's how opposing their views are of one another. There is no mid-ground between what Joe Biden stands for and Donald Trump stands for. So as Americans, that divide, that's where we are. And so there is no coming together anymore in this nation. The people didn't come together after Trump lost the last time, and they're not going to come together depending on the outcome of this election. So that's why it's a struggle for America's soul. And so, Don, you say what to that?
I agree. I mean, it's, you know, I'm still stuck on the whole age issue with Biden. And, you know, I know we don't agree on that. And again, I was never Joe's biggest fan, but I think the mind is still sharp. So what
now.
So what, he can't remember pop culture?
I know. I'm not concerned about that.
The thing is, the people on the right who lionized Ronald Reagan, you know, that guy, he had Alzheimer's through a big portion of his presidency, and there were symptoms of it even in the his first term. You read Tip O'Neill's book about his first week in office. Tip O'Neill had a chair that belonged to Grover Cleveland, the president, and Ronald Reagan says, I played Grover Cleveland in a movie. And the speaker, O'Neill, had to say, no, you played Grover Cleveland Alexander, the legendary pitcher, in a movie. And so should he have quit at that point? I don't know. But what I see from Biden, you know, again, the guy still deals with a stuttering issue, but he's got entrenched relationships around the world. He's got this body of experience. And again, if let's say he's 50%, 70%, I'll take him any day that ends in Y over Donald Trump. You know, even Donald Trump, as we know, his faculties are still very much in question, even from his days in The Apprentice. You know, supposedly none of the cue cards had words bigger than two syllables. So, I mean, you could go back and forth on that, but let's look at the record from the first term. And I heard an expression, he's making politics boring again, meaning we're back to common sense politics and business and issues. And there used to be a time when both parties would agree on common sense issues, but we don't have that anymore because of what's going on in the far right and its influence over the Republican Party, which was once a common sense party.
Let's dare I go back to CJ. let's go back to CJ for a moment. Man, again, you know, this nation is at this precipice because of, again, CJ's vision of what this nation is and my vision of what the nation is and should be. We're never going to come to any agreement on it. And that's why this is the fight for the soul of this nation. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, we might not, Earl, because I don't believe in reparations.
Hey, CJ, I mean, see, that's the stuff. Hold on, man.
Let's stay on topic.
That's the stuff that I'm talking about. You haven't heard me once say one word about a reparation. But in your mind, and that's why it's hard for me to even deal with you, man. I'm just sorry. It's why so many people on these radio stations have cut you off. Because you can't deal with a conversation that we're having. You bring up things like that, which has not been mentioned outside of you. That's in your head. Go ahead.
Just the way Joel McNally never answered my facts and questions, like 11 of the Biden family members have taken money from China. This guy campaigned
CJ, bring him down. So, CJ, we're not going to waste time with you going back and forth over what you call facts that are not substantiated. When we're talking about the moral problem that we are faced with in this country, and all you can do is recite things that you've seen on Fox News and Tucker Carlson, and things that have never been substantiated. Why do you keep bringing up things that have not been substantiated?
Watch C-SPAN. Maybe you should get outside of MSNBC.
I don't watch MSNBC.
And CNN, yeah. Earl.
I read for myself.
I'm watching the Democrat Party watch kids get killed every weekend across the country. They're not educated in your cities. They continue to vote for 40 years and complain about the same issues. So the mere fact that you want to blame Trump for for what Joe Biden, Commander Cut and Run, has done. You care about souls. What about those souls we left behind in Afghanistan and Sudan? How about the mere fact that our education system is abysmal, and most of it is in the inner city?
And you're blaming the Democrats for that when Republicans have cut educational funding across the board in just about every state?
So let me say this to you, man.
You just want to throw more money at it.
So let me say this to you.
No, just adequate money.
So let me say this to you, man, because, you know, I'm trying really hard to have a conversation with somebody who's not lucid. And so because you're not lucid, you know, I'm really wasting my time. Because, again, you want to point fingers at Democrats and what they don't do. Right now, under McCarthy and the Republicans, they are looking to cut benefits for the veterans. They're looking to
try defending that one.
They're looking to cut Social Security for the elderly. Those are facts. And yet you want to bring up something ridiculous about Hunter Biden and his laptop. These are the differences between what we hear from people in your camp, and you've led and misled people, and Donald Trump is right there, to somehow believe that the Republicans are here for the best interests of the American people. And we know that's a lie. And you don't respond to these kinds of things. Your response to these kinds of things are other questions that don't even address the issues that we're talking about. What are your thoughts about the fact that under the new proposal by the Republican Congress people and McCarthy, that there be cuts to veterans' benefits and cuts to Social Security and Medicare?
And Medicare.
It goes back to a committee to being talked about. Your party does a really good job keeping things.
Earl's not a Democrat. Neither of us are registered Democrats, CJ. Get your facts straight.
How about the Tim Scott police reform bill? How about the Inflation Reduction Act that you guys passed that has caused higher inflation in 40 years? People are living your policies.
Okay, so
people are dying.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. So this is what the article is about that I've been reading about the battle for the soul of this nation.
Sure.
Because CJ's one guy.
Yeah, thank God.
But no, there are many people who...
Oh, there's a world full of CJ. I used to think CJ wasn't real. I thought he was a friend of Crudy's from college that just...
But there's so many
people like him that's
correct.
Espouse these fascist ideologies.
And that's the point that David Brooks is making. And Joe Biden is absolutely right when he says it's a struggle for the soul of America. That's where we are.
Yeah.
CJ, you know, has the courage to call. Many others who are just like CJ won't call. They'll sit in the background. But that's where this battle is, man. They really do believe, as CJ does, that every person of color in the central city is failing. They really point to our cities
and they overlook the fact that Republican run county governments are a big part in a lot of that urban decay. And everything's happening from the state keeps stripping away local autonomy, local self-determination. And I know this as an alderman, that they're taking Democratic, Democratic government out of the people's hands at the local level.
Well, let me say this. You were a former alderman here in Waukesha.
Yeah.
And so the resources that they get from the state here in Waukesha that the Republicans run and control, same issues that Milwaukee has dealt with, the revenue that they get back is not enough. I'm talking about here in Waukesha.
Yeah.
Who's been running that show? It's been Republicans.
Yeah.
It's been Robin Voss.
Yeah.
And so other towns and cities across the state have dealt with the same lack of revenue sharing.
Yeah.
And so these cities and states and counties have been struggling, and towns have been struggling under Republican-led leadership.
Right.
So what are we talking about, man?
Yeah, there's no disputing that.
Well, okay, well then.
And, you know, people are talking about, oh, how bad our cities are, how poorly they're run. I lived in Chicago during the 90s when the young old Mayor Daley was mayor. And anyone that lived there would tell you that was a well-run city. That was a very, and there was great engagement, coexistence, collaboration with a Republican-led county government. And, you know, during that time, that was a period of great reinvigoration for the city of Chicago. So many wonderful things that went on. And, you know, people, like, they always forget that one thing. There was an editorial in the Freeman about it from some CJ prototype that was saying that, you look at our cities and how bad they are, and it's all because they're run by Democrats.
Well, but okay, so that's, they've been
and there was no metric. Yeah, it was all they've
been
slanted
saying
metrics
that forever.
Yeah.
But then they don't say the rural areas that are struggling and dealing with tough financial issues.
Right.
And they in the rural areas are dealing with not being able to balance their budgets.
Mm-hmm.
And they face uncertain futures.
Yeah.
It's because of what has taken place. And so it's easy to go back and say the city, we're talking about the way government has been run on state levels.
Yeah.
By Republicans who have made it almost impossible.
Sure.
For people in these rural areas again. I was on the guy's show in Warsaw. Why am I forgetting his name? A couple days ago, we had a great conversation about what they hear in Warsaw about the city of Milwaukee, and he asked me if I would come on and talk to his audience about what takes place in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
It's easy for people to say things that they don't know anything about, and then they turn people against the cities.
Yeah.
Well, you know, truth is one thing, fiction is another. It's easy to create fiction.
Right.
Yeah, I happen to live in a truthful world.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about new urbanism and how we can...
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Be right back. Well, after loving
me, she says you couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe it.
No, the girl is mine. No, mine. You're mine.
So this is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 61. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 42. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, highs around 50. Overcast skies. temps well below average Sunday and Monday, with highs in the mid-40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Sunday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
UKRadio.com.
Australian fellas.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My good friend Don Brown is in the studio, but I want to say this before I let you in, Don. Again, we're talking about, the
soul of
the soul of America. And the more, I keep hearing from people, and then like CJ, who want to talk about the city in which I live, who he's probably never been to Milwaukee, and if
he lives in Pewaukee.
I don't know where he lives, but wherever he lives, he probably hasn't been to Milwaukee in a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
And for those who think that Milwaukee is in such dire straits, as I was telling Don, they don't bring national conventions the size of the Democratic National Convention, nor
GOP next year.
Yep, nor the Republican National Convention to cities that aren't dynamic.
World's greatest festivals.
Right. It was not just that, man. Yeah, it's everything. But anyway, go ahead.
Milwaukee Tools coming to Milwaukee, right? Huge investment.
Well, listen, man. Again,
they moved back to Milwaukee, I should say.
For those in the listening audience who are in listening audience who are from different parts of the state, I implore you to come in, take a look at what has happened to Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a metropolitan city. And if you live in the state and you haven't seen it in 20 years, you won't believe what you see.
This whole focus on the degradation of our inner cities overlooks the bigger issue is what a train wreck the whole suburban development was over the last 50 years. There's a movement that started in the late 80s that's really taken off in this last decade called the New Urbanism. There's a Congress of New Urbanism. The idea is rebuilding traditional neighborhoods with central spaces, parks, gardens, or a combination of both, narrow driveways, front porch society where everybody knows each other, close to third place locality. So if your first place is your home, your second place is your work, that third place, if it's your place of worship, your health club, your coffee house, library, whatever it is you like to do, that's all right there. We know that that's a good way to live, because this whole suburban way where nobody knows each other, back porch society, ruining the environment, far away from downtown, random shootings, random violence, just a whole myriad of issues. A study was done on this. Remember that heat wave in Chicago in 95? A study of two neighborhoods on the north side. One was more suburban in its design. The other was a traditional neighborhood. That traditional neighborhood had zero deaths. That suburban one, everything else equal, had tons of deaths because nobody knew each other. And so that's what I say. Like, that's the bigger issue of what's going on right now. With the soul of America, it's like, yes, has there been urban decay? Yes. Has there been a flight to the suburbs? But there are certain things that a local government, Democrat or Republican, can control. And you can't always control redlining, white flight to suburbs, all these other things. But you talk about the soul of America, and when we can kind of come back to the idea that we are each other's brothers and sisters and each other's keepers, we're all one family, we're all one nation.
That's not going to happen.
And that's the tragic thing. Is like, people still think there's this blood tie, like everybody's family came here in the Mayflower. And there's just so many urban ethnic white Americans that don't realize they're the descendant of famine survivors, of the Russian pogroms, of so much.
So I'll come back to you. Hang on a second. Yeah. Let's go to David from Mequon. Hey, David, what's going on? You say what, man?
Hey, Earl. Really quickly, Milwaukee is an interesting city in many ways, where like there's two versions of it. You have the downtown, 3rd Ward, 5th Ward, doing very well. Then you have other parts of the city.
You can say that about any city, David.
Yep.
Well, Milwaukee, you've always said it yourself. Milwaukee is the worst city for African Americans in the United States.
That is correct.
So Milwaukee does have many challenges that outtops every city in the United States. And so, you know, one thing I think the bigger thing is this. What I worry about is this, is that whether you agree or disagree, we have to get our finances in order because we will lose the world reserve currency. We already see what Brazil and China are doing with the BRICS.
Are you saying the nation needs to get its finances in order or Milwaukee needs to get its finances in order?
Well, everybody does, for that matter. I mean, Milwaukee is spending $16 million on a plaza on Martin Luther King and Wisconsin Avenue. Fine. If they want to spend $16 million, I'd rather take that $16 million, fix the potholes, lead laterals.
Hey, David.
You can do a plaza anytime you want.
Hey,
there's
David.
Wants and needs.
Hey, David.
You know?
Do you think you've seen the explosion downtown, mm-hmm. right? That puts Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. That can pit Milwaukee against comparable cities. Milwaukee has now expanded to that degree that it's on the mm-hmm. map. That national conventions are looking at Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
So they spent all that money down there. Nobody mm-hmm. argued when they spend that money down there. But to argue now about what they're getting ready to spend on this plaza, I don't understand that.
Well, because it's a lot of money, Earl.
What about all the money they spent downtown, David?
I mean, I don't know what your guesses would think
David,
of that.
David.
I'd rather take the $16 million and spend it for actual needs within the city, which
are
just bare necessities.
That's
what I'm saying.
But those are the questions we ask. When they were rebuilding downtown, there are other places
and
they could have spent the money, right?
Downtown needed to be rebuilt. It's doing fine on its own now. The city fathers don't need to throw additional money. It's doing it on its own. It's doing it on its own
David,
private investment.
I know, but David, we're talking about before all of that money went into downtown. The issues that we're talking about existed even before that. So
I understand that.
Okay, so then I don't understand why this $16 million is such a big issue.
Because it's $16 million that could be better allocated.
A drop in the bucket for the amount of money they spent downtown, David. We just spent $460 million to redevelop where they have the convention center. $440 million.
Right.
Okay,
$16 million. The city fathers have decided to do.
David.
I mean, that's out of my control.
I know.
My bigger point is this. The $16 million, why am I talking about $16 million? Because it's $16 million that doesn't need to be put into downtown.
Okay.
I'd rather see it go.
Hey, David, got to go.
Thanks for having me, Earl.
Thank everybody who made the show go. Bill, Ken, I'm sorry. We'll catch you on the next time. We got a giveaway.
David from Mequon was the winner for our first.
David from Mequon, all right.
Won the tickets. All right. See everybody after the weekend. See you on Monday. Sandy Williams is going to rejoin us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You're
listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Talk of Green Bay.